Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the second week in Ordinary Time. It's January 20th, 2026. St. Mark writes in his Gospel, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. This is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." At the heart of today's Gospel is a tension as old as the human heart itself, the tension between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Jesus and his disciples walk through a field on the Sabbath, picking heads of grain. To the Pharisees, this simple act looks like a violation of the sacred rest commanded by God. To Jesus, it is an opportunity to reveal something deeper, a truth not just about the Sabbath, but about all divine law and the one who fulfills it. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. With a single sentence, Jesus reveals the very heartbeat of God's commandments. The law is not meant to constrict life, but to lead it to fullness. God's commands are not shackles, but pathways. Not burdens, but blessings. The Sabbath was given as a gift, a sacred pause in the rhythm of life, a weekly reminder that we are not slaves to toil, production, or anxiety, but children who rest in the Father's providence. But over time, what began as a gift had become a burden for many. Instead of resting in God, people were now burdened by layers of rules that overshadowed the original grace of the day. Jesus steps into this misunderstanding not to abolish the Sabbath, but to restore its meaning. He shows that law without love becomes oppression, and practice without compassion becomes empty. The heart of the matter is this: God's laws always serve God's people, never the other way around. And yet Jesus goes even further. The Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Here he reveals his divine authority. He is not merely commenting on the Sabbath, not simply clarifying doctrine. He is declaring himself the Lord of time, the Lord of rest, the Lord of the covenant itself. The Sabbath, which commemorated God's rest after creation, now finds its fullest meaning in Christ, who brings about the new creation through his life, death, and resurrection. For us, the question becomes, do I live God's commandments as gifts or as burdens? Do I see the moral life as a divine imposition or as a path towards freedom? Do I cling so tightly to rules that I miss the presence of the one who gave them? We can all fall into a kind of spiritual legalism, not necessarily in the form of Pharisaical rigor, but in the subtler ways we reduce faith to performance, prayer to obligation, holiness to box checking. When this happens, the life of grace feels heavy, but when we return to the Lord of the Sabbath, When we allow Him to reorder our hearts, His grace, His law, becomes light again, because it flows from love and leads back to love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You are the giver of the law and the one who fulfills it. Teach me to receive Your commandments as gifts, to live them in freedom, and to never separate Your truth from Your mercy. Help me rest in You. You are the Lord of the Sabbath, and the rest my soul longs for. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and ask them to join us here each day in my hermitage as we break open the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.